Trying to be like Jesus. When Jesus Christ was on the earth, he followed the commandments, helped others, and showed love to everyone. Every day, children find ways they can follow the Savior's example. A change of tune. One day at school, we were listening to music in the classroom. A song started playing that I knew my parents didn't want me to hear. So I asked my teacher if she would please change it. Some kids started teasing me, but I ignored them. Then I got a warm feeling from the Holy Ghost. Layla W., age 9, Texas. Courage to testify. I visited my grandpa and grandma, who are not members of the LDS Church. On Sunday, we went to the church where my grandpa preaches. A girl invited me to go to Sunday school with her. The teacher was teaching about Mormonism. I knew that what she was teaching was not the truth, and I felt angry. I excused myself from the class. Once I was alone, I said a prayer to ask Heavenly Father for courage to bear my testimony. When I got back to class, I raised my hand and said, "I am a Mormon." Suddenly, I felt the Spirit really strong, and my fear went away completely. The teacher asked me if I could tell the class why we are called Mormons. I said, "We are called Mormons because we believe in the Book of Mormon." A girl said that she had started to read the Book of Mormon, but she laughed at it. She asked me how I could believe such a story. Her question hurt my feelings, but I said what was in my heart. I know it is true because I prayed to Heavenly Father and He told me it was so. Before this happened, I did not think I could share my testimony with so many people who didn't believe in our church. But now I know that the Spirit will always give me courage. Sophie E., age 11, Utah.
Grateful for honesty. One day, my family was at a rummage sale. I saw lots of things I liked, but I got bored. I started to play around, and I accidentally broke a clown doll. I felt bad and wanted to run away, but I stayed and talked to the lady who owned it. My dad took me home so that I could get some of my own money to pay for the doll. The owner was grateful, and I was too. I had been honest. Canyon D., age 9, California.
The right choice. I got invited to a birthday party for a boy in my class. I was super excited. My mom told me the party was on a Sunday. She said I could make the choice about going to the party. I really wanted to go, but I knew that we are supposed to keep the Sabbath day holy. I told my mom I knew the right choice. I was going to skip the party. We took a present to my friend's house on Saturday. I asked his mom if we could play on another day and explain why I couldn't go to the party. I know I will be blessed because I chose the right and decided to keep the Sabbath day holy. Coit N., age 6, Utah.
Serving and sharing. My school had a program where you could take money to school and buy snacks for recess. There was a new girl in my class who didn't know this. My friends and I bought snacks, and she didn't because she didn't have any money. She was very sad and started crying. When I bought my snack, I got a dollar in change. I gave it to the girl. She stopped crying and bought a snack. Then we all went and ate our snacks under a tree and had a good time talking. Ellen Marie F., age 10, Oregon. Returning kindness. When my grandmother was hurt and my parents had to take her to the hospital, we had two friends who were kind and helped our family. I decided that I wanted to make them cookies to thank them for their kindness. When we took them the cookies, it made them smile, and that made me very happy. I like serving others and am thankful for those who have served me and my family. Chloe R., age 6, Georgia.
Going the extra mile. At our house, it is my job to empty the dishwasher. I also empty the garbage cans and put my laundry away. One day, while my mom was doing the laundry, I decided to surprise her and fold my sister's clothes. It made my mom so happy. She said that I went the extra mile. I felt so good that I began to think of other ways I could go the extra mile. The next day, I helped my mom by picking up some garbage that had blown into our yard. I also tried to go the extra mile with my other jobs. It makes my mom and dad happy when I am a good helper. And it makes me happy, too. Jack J., age 5, Idaho. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus,